Hello, hello! This is Georgia with Yip Jump Music, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a great day today. I'm so glad to be back in the studio. Oh, that's better. My gosh. I did come in, and I mean, as you could probably hear, it's like a ghost town. I came in, all the lights were off. All these kids, I guess, are on spring break, which feels kind of late in the month, but hey, they need a break. I sure need a break. Anyway, now I just made a sound because the headphones, the monitor when I came in was turned almost all the way down, and the headphones were in fact turned all the way down, so when I turned on the mic, I couldn't hear anything. No music or words, which is very concerning if you are a DJ, but I could watch our little playback screen, and I knew that I was broadcasting, just couldn't hear myself, which is the darndest thing. See, it says on air right there. Love that. Modern technology. Well, in the meantime, today you will be serenaded with many of my favorite hits and new releases exclusively from this year, the year of our Lord 2024. I think, you know, it's only March, but we've already had such strong output from a lot of fan favorites, if you know me, a lot of general favorites, if you enjoy music at all. Some surprises in here, some new things, maybe new to you, hopefully something that, you know, will put you onto somebody. But yeah, these are all artists who are putting out stuff in 2024 or have already put out albums. I really just want to get into it. It's going to be, you know, I hope you had your coffee this morning already, but this is definitely going to pack a punch. I hope that you're ready for, you know, the wake up that this first song is going to bring. When I first saw the single from this artist, I was like, I wasn't surprised, but I was like, oh, this is probably going to be good. And I listened to it and it was great, but it was totally unexpected from what, we have come to expect from this artist. So yeah, I just want to preface this a little bit by saying I was reading an interview with this artist, who is in fact the woman who needs no introductions, Kim Gordon. And I was reading an interview with her, and she was talking about kind of her influences for the album that she just put out with The Collective. I believe this was the first single that she released. She, if you listen to the song, which we shall in a minute, she talked about this kind of... a cult classic. Maybe it's cult. I don't know. It's Joan Didion. But it's not a book that she wrote. She just has this like famous packing list that was apparently like on her refrigerator. But because she's from California, it was like four things, and one of them was like a pair of flip flops. And it's like silk pajamas, pair of flip flops, like, you know, a sensible dress, something like that. Not that shallow, but it was kind of funny because she mentioned that kind of coming into this like. Stream of consciousness style of writing that she used for this record, but also she mentioned, which I found very interesting, this book that I read recently and I loved so much. It did come out a couple years ago, but apparently the title, The Collective, that Kim Gordon chose for this record is a direct reference to the book The Candy House by Jennifer Egan, which, if you like music, first of all, you should read Jennifer Egan's A Visit from the Goon Squad, which, even if you don't like music, you should read that book. But a lot of, like, really interesting kind of perspectives on, like, art and, like, how different artists interact with each other. And then The Candy House is her second, or not second, but more recent book, kind of following the same style of A Visit from the Goon Squad. But it's kind of about tech a little bit, like, big tech, but also a lot about, like, memory and narrative and how we share with each other and... really interesting to see her talk about that in the terms of this record. It made me really excited. So without further ado, starting off, again, I hope you are awake, because if not, this song will wake you up very abruptly. But this is Bye Bye. Well, it's Bye Bye because it's all caps. Kim Gordon, please enjoy. Thank you.
Milk thistle, calcium, high rise boot cut, Advil, black jeans, blue jeans, cardigan, purse, passport, pajamas, silk. Toothpaste, brush, foundation, contact solution, mascara, lip mask, eye mask, earplugs, travel shampoo, conditioner, eyeliner, demo floss, money for the cleaners, pills, sneakers, boots, black dress, white tee, turtleneck, iBook, power cord, medications, button down laptop, hand cream, body lotion, Bella Freud, YSL, Eckhouse, Lotta, eyelash curler, vibrator, teaser, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Try to defeat the law. You wanna be with me, of course. Show your little piece. Wanna see some more? 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 Soul gonna rise when I leave this corpse. Show your little piece. Wanna see some more?
Don't be afraid of the bounce. See when your things levels gotta change to get mouth. How can I walk in doubt? Never been a beg, never been a loud mouth. Pen can go for days. I'm obsessed with it, can't change my ways. So blessed with it, what can I say? Top form, staying in shape.
You wanna try to beat the force, I wanna try to defeat the law. You wanna be with me, of course. Show your little piece, wanna see some more. See some more, see some more, see some more, see some more. Soul gonna rise when I leave this corpse. Show your little piece, wanna see some more.
I'm gonna run it up, don't you know your fun is up. James knew about when I was coming up, didn't wanna know then. Now I bet they're loving us no more. I'm in awe, I'm in awe, the bar is raised. If you know me, know I can bar for days. Nothing to prove because I've done enough, lights out, still gonna keep the torch. Show your little piece, wanna see some more?
I wanna try to beat the force, I wanna try to defeat the law. You wanna be with me, of course. Show your little piece, wanna see some more? See some more, see some more, see some more, see some more. Soul gonna rise when I leave this corpse. Show your little piece, wanna see some more?
just wanna see some more.
Why don't you take a look around? Why don't you take a look around you? Up there, you see that up there? Don't it seem like there's too many squirrels in the magnolias? Or maybe the alphabet of the wind is footsteps. I clock an original sin with every footstep. The beat talk back, I talk in footstep. Before you look, do you? 10 black Cadillacs passing by declare poetry is a lie. The yak speaks. Your verse lacks milk retreat. Last night I drove a submarine, not knowing how, not owning a submarine, living in a landlocked state. Below we went in the submarine, bubbling. I'll get up when I have to. 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 Footsteps.
My baby loves me and he loves me, yeah.
cracks under my eyes. I can see you standing there, but still there's nothing to reply. The world's my fin de gras, my Spanish castle in the sky. I can see it floating there, but still there's nothing to define. If I'm worlds away, I'm holding mountains in my till I stumble like a drunkard back to town. Then I end up where you are, keeping the sanctuary warm. Don't ask me who I am, don't ask me where I am. Documents are there, but still there's something to decide. The world's my fin de gras, the waters beckon me to dive. I can tell the pearls in there, and still there's nothing I can find.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio. Now, I saw some individuals using a ladder a few days ago, and I'm sure they were some kind of professionals, but this ladder was 3 stories up on a 3-story building with no kind of gripping or hooking mechanism. It was just kind of leaning up against this building. And when I tell you, it was wobbling. Didn't actually see anyone get on it, but they were just trying to move it to the right place where they were trying to go. Maybe the roof, I'm not sure. And it was just not a good scene. So I sympathize with the ladder safety PSA today, and every day. Also personal PSA, because I hope maybe someone's listening to this. I hopefully will inform the proper channels, because it has been peeving me, and maybe I don't need to air this out on the air, but I still will. If you have an object in a room that says do not turn off, and then you turn it off, don't do that. Please. We have an air conditioning unit in here. It's not very powerful, but because we have a lot of equipment in the studio, it keeps things cool. And every time I've come in here, it's turned off. So please don't turn it off. I believe there's an exemption if you don't like the AC sounds, or you don't want to play bed music or something. You can turn it off during your show if you turn it back on. But I guess no one's been doing that. So I turn it on every day. Every day that I come in here. So, just another PSA from myself and Bikes Engine, the people who maintain our equipment. Pardon me. Alright. Well, that was fun. I really loved all of those songs and all those projects. We started off with Kim Gordon, which I talked about quite a bit, the collective. I also didn't realize, so just for full transparency, I did only listen to the singles. I haven't actually dipped into the full album yet, but I was reading about her talking about it. And she also has a song called The Candy House on the record, which, as I mentioned, is the title of a book that she said referenced the title of the record. It's a little treat for me, as someone who has read the book and loves Jennifer Egan a lot, that Kim Gordon also loved this book and was really struck by it. All right, we went right into Little Sims Drop 7. If you know me, you know I love Little Sims. Drop 7, like more of an EP, but definitely like a different style, different direction for her. I think I can definitely see why this was not like a full project, but still really fun. Really upbeat and a little bit more, I don't know, dark, clubby than her music usually gets. Usually she's very kind of narrative, and but I still liked it because I like her. And then the next was Medicinal Hymnal number 77 from The First Fist to Make Contact When We Dap from R.A.P. Rap Ferreira and Fumitake Tamura. That album's just really special. I think if you aren't listening to R.A.P. Rap Ferreira, just if you're interested in like kind of spoken word style of rap and music, yeah, just really interesting. And that album is really kind of a very beautiful, kind of elegiac, but also very like motivated. What's the word? Not inspiring in like the, oh, it's so inspiring sense, but like the motivation to action type of music. I think it's great, so I picked that song. Short and sweet. New Faye Webster, Under Dress of the Symphony. That was He Loves Me, Yeah. He Loves Me, Yeah, by Faye Webster. Haven't seen a ton of people talking about this record. I think people are implying that it's kind of a flop from her. That's just what I've perceived. I actually don't read any music reviews ever, so I just see what people on the internet say, and I take that as the actual real life review. And yeah, which I feel like people haven't been fawning over as much as they loved her previous record, or even the one before that, which I really liked it. I was listening to it, and I feel like it's definitely different than her previous records, but there's something about it where it's still, like, so subtly devastating. I love Faye Webster, but I really can only listen to her albums, like, maybe one time in, like, a 3 to 4 month period, because it's like she looked at my life and said, oh, actually, this is the most devastating thing that ever happened to you, and then I'm gonna make a song about it. But it's kind of about what happened to me too, so I'm just gonna make it, like, just different enough but still similar enough to kind of speak to your own personal emotions and how you felt in that moment that was so horrifying and dark. And then she makes a whole album like that, and I feel like this was similar, because it's just so, it's like weirdly stripped down lyrically, I think. Like, I feel like there's a lot of repetition in all of these songs, which I just really like. I don't know, something about it is, it's entranced me. You've entranced me, Faye Webster, with this new record. So I'm a fan, even if some people aren't. Also new MGMT. I really liked the singles off this. Yeah, I love MGMT, and it's exciting to see them come back in a big way. New album from Bleachers. Guys, remember Bleachers? A few weeks ago, in one of the Tufts Club group chats that I'm still in for some reason, couldn't tell you why. Actually, it's because I still appreciate and love many of those people. But some new freshman recruits were talking about Jack Antonoff, and didn't know that he was in bands before he was a producer, which just made me feel kind of sick to my stomach. This is fun. I think he's doing fun things. I think he's having fun out there. He's kind of leaning to that, like, Jersey guy thing, which is, like, good for him. I picked this song. It wasn't my favorite off this record, but I picked it because my favorite song was Explicit. What are you gonna say about that, Jack? Which was Alma Mater, which is, I wanted to play it because it was funny, because I was like, oh, it's my alma mater, like, ah, it's so funny, and I still live in Somerville, so it's when he's talking about driving past your alma mater. Anyway, but I played this song because the music video has Margaret Qualley in it, and if you don't know who Margaret Qualley is, she's an actress, and she's in, most recently, in the film Drive Away Dolls, also in a small role in Poor Things, but I think she's a great actress, and apparently she's also married to Jack Antonoff. Can't say that I approve of that union, but nobody asked me. And then finally, we had Every Color in Blue by Brittany Howard off of What Now, her most recent record, and I think her first solo project, complete solo project, since Jamie in 2019? Yeah, 2019, because I remember when that dropped, I was in school. And yeah, I just love her, and people also have been going back and forth on this record, I think, but I love it. I think it's fun. So yeah, I usually don't talk for the entirety of my Alice Coltrane bed music, but here we are, and it's ended, and up next, I just want to preface, two bands, fantastic, a lot of music coming out of Austin, Texas recently in the past week for a festival that shall remain nameless. Because it's irrelevant, but all the people who played it are very relevant and very special to me. Anyway, two bands from Austin, recognized for their work in the past year. Theirs was fantastic. First band, the next song is Wet Denim by Hey Cowboy. Super excited to see what they're putting out this year. Expecting a full album this year, and I couldn't be more thrilled. Second band, I believe they won Best... They won some kind of award, an Austin Music Awards. Might have been Best Country Record? I forget. They did something. Anyway, this song from Sentimental Family Band, Hot House Flower, will play after Wet Denim, which is next, which I'm going to play right now. So please, enjoy. Thank you.
Hot high. this world.
Wanted to pop in really quick because my hour's almost up to say, remind you, more like that you've been listening to Yip Jump Music on 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I'm allowed to play songs over my time this week because it's a spring break and I'm pretty sure no one's coming in after me. So I was saving the best for last, but been kind of rushed, so I had to come in and say my piece before that. Yeah, before that, we had a really strong back half. Special shout out to, the last song was, Do You Wanna by Astrid Son, Son, I'm not sure, I think she's Danish. Great Doubt record came out a couple weeks ago, and it's great, and I love that song, is really heavy and fun. And anyway, there's things that I wanted to say about that song, but I don't have time, so I just want to say what I wanted to say, which was, before that, played Drive All Night by Joyer. Definitely played it on this show before. Just wanted a quick note. They have a record coming out in the next month or so, couple months. Anyway, they just played the festival that shall remain nameless, and played showcases at that festival, and it looked awesome. And that's really cool, because they're a cool band. So you better listen up, get hip with it, because you're hearing it right now, and then, you know, 6 months from now, you're going to be like, oh man, I heard that way back in the day, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just putting you on, I'm doing you a favor. This next song, also a single from an artist who's put it on an album imminently, as in very, very soon, as in like actually in like a couple weeks. This is a single off of record, it's coming out, and it's also available for pre-order. If you go to